Welcome to the podcast, Entrepreneur Perspectives, building and protecting your business one podcast at a time, a CadSource family production. In this episode, we discuss producing content, words to live by, and episode number 50. That is right. We have made it to episode number 50 of Entrepreneur Perspectives. We are grateful for everyone that has listened to any minute of our podcast. We appreciate all the feedback, all the love, all the reviews, all the interviewees. When we started this podcast journey, we knew we wanted it to last and we had plans for it to do just that. But it wasn't easy and our listeners got us here, so thank you. We're going to touch on five topics for this 50th episode. Learning from podcasting, the positives we have taken from this journey, the outlook for Entrepreneur Perspectives, what else we love about podcasts, and helping those that want to get into podcasts. Thank you again for giving us your ear. We hope you enjoy our podcast, and because of all the positives around it, we aren't going anywhere. But we will continue to refine what we do, because after all, isn't that what entrepreneurs do? Let's get into this episode. What have we learned from podcasting? I'd say one of the coolest things you get from doing a podcast is what you actually learn from the podcast, from actually producing the podcast and talking to other people on the podcast. And some of the top things that I would say is one of them is asking better questions. So not only when you're conducting an interview, it forces you to ask better questions on that interview. It actually makes you a better question asker in real life, in business setting, in your personal life, in just anybody that you're talking to. It teaches you to go deeper into the conversation, because what you don't want to do is create boring conversations for people. You want to get to a conversation that allows you to think more about what the other person has going on in their world or in the moment that you're talking about, to go deeper into that. So it forces you to ask better questions. One of the funny things I always thought of is when we started doing the podcast and you had to listen to it, you had to hear your voice. And I think most people, when they hear their voice, not everybody, generally speaking, don't like their voice. And I'm no different than anybody. But what's interesting is the more you hear it, the more it is just you talking and it's not such a big deal anymore. I'm still not like the biggest fan like most people, but when you hear it over and over again, it just becomes a habit and you become used to it. And, you know, I'd say voice is something that you get used to over time. A big one for me is putting yourself out there. We talk about that a lot with content marketing. It wasn't easy to write the first article. It wasn't easy to create a video. It certainly wasn't easy to put yourself out there in a podcast where now everybody can hear you talking. But the more you do it, it is so true that once you start doing it, it is hard and it gets easier and easier and easier. And now that we're on episode number 50, it becomes a lot easier to just say, you know what, this is what I believe, this is what I think, and this is what I'm going to put out there. And some people are going to like it, and realizing that some people might not like it, but that's okay, because you can't go out there and you can't please everybody. Another one for me is to produce content, not just consume content. I still consume a lot, whether it's reading or watching or listening to podcasts or books, let's say, but also to produce content. You know, when I was getting going in this business over 5 years ago, it became obvious to me that those that produce the content get to escalate what they're trying to accomplish much faster than if you were just consuming. Now, don't get me wrong, consumption of content is important. I believe if you like to read, if you like to try to learn more, get better at something, you have to consume. But producing is not only good for your business, it's good for all the other things that we've discussed, of putting yourself out there, of asking better questions. Another one is continuing to put content out there in different mediums. We run into a lot of business owners that say they're not having success with content marketing because when they say something, no one's listening. But then when you start asking them, well, where are they producing that content might be produced in a small setting, maybe in their networking event that they go to. Well, what happens is there's only 15 people at that networking event, and so no one else is hearing it. But imagine if they took that and wrote an article about the event and put it out there. Well, now that people that like to read have an opportunity to learn that. Well, then if you create a podcast and maybe talk about it, now people can learn about that by listening to your podcast or a video on YouTube or something on your website. A podcast is just another medium that some people in your audience or prospective people that you don't even know yet might find to be the best way that they like to learn something. So then I would say produce content in those ways, and that's where a podcast comes in. And the other thing is we get to learn about other people. So when we get to interview people, we get to learn their story, their history, where they came from, what they're trying to accomplish, their hopes and dreams, the realness of what they have going on. And it leads to new connections. A lot of these people that we've interviewed on our podcast, it might have been the first one, two, or third time that we've ever talked to them, but they've become a connection that we've had back on the podcast. It might have been a connection that we just had more conversation with or that we started following now on social media. So I think when you start thinking about all the different things that a podcast can do, from teaching you to ask better questions, to going deeper, to realizing that your voice isn't that awful, when you get down to it, putting yourself out there, producing content, not just consuming content, and continuing to put content out there in different mediums, and then you learn about others and create new connections. I just don't think that there's a lot that can go wrong with doing a podcast. And now 50 episodes in, I think that we've seen that firsthand and are certainly an advocate for not only telling ourselves to continue to go on with this podcast, but helping other businesses do that same thing. What are the positives we've taken from creating a podcast? Some of the positives that we've taken from having the Entrepreneur Perspectives podcast is there's a few things. One is we've created new clients from the podcast. And it's an incredible experience because you meet someone, you have a pregame conversation or conversations, whether that's email, social media, like we're direct messaging them on Instagram or a phone conversation. Then before the interview actually goes live or we start recording that interview, we have conversations and we have some back and forth. Then you have this deep conversation with somebody that allows both parties, let's say I'm doing the interview with someone else, we get to learn about each other, us especially learning about them. And then after that phone call and after we stop recording or the interview, if they're in our office doing it, we get to see what opportunities that exist for both sides of us. Maybe we need something, maybe they need something. And then they come to us and say, we'd really like to talk to you more about that. And that, for example, becomes helping us with our content marketing, helping us create new content, helping us with social media, helping us with developing new business opportunities. Derek Bielsma, who's in Chicago, Illinois, had a relationship with Rudy Redmond in our office. They go back to their days in the great state of Michigan. I can't believe I just said that. But anyway, they had this relationship and Rudy said, here's what he's doing. He's working in the content marketing world. You really need to meet us, have this conversation on social, on our podcast. And sure enough, after we have that conversation, Derek wanted to learn more about it, learn more about us. We flew up to Chicago, met with Derek, learned more about his company and decided that it was the right thing for both of us to start working together. Derek became a client because of that. And we love supporting Derek and his business, Millennium Hope, giving hope to a lot of people that have dealt with addiction, helping people that are athletes and deal with the mindfulness that you have to have as an athlete at a young age all the way to being a professional. So Derek and his team do an incredible job and we love getting out there and telling their story. That would not have happened without the podcast. So that's a huge positive for us. Another positive is the introduction for others of connecting the dots. We've met a lot of people, for example, Nikki Craig. Nikki Craig does promo advertising. And we've really hadn't had any success in finding someone who does promotional advertising well. And we learned about Nikki Craig from Evan Cutler. So Evan introduced us to Nikki. Evan leads push-ups for Parkinson's, a cause that to help create awareness and raise money and do push-ups for Parkinson's, and introduced us to Nikki and had a great conversation with her, her story of being an immigrant and coming up in America and really just having no choice but to make to create success for herself. Well, it turns out that we had another client that was looking for promotional advertising, Corin Cohen, who's building already has built, but is continuing to build upon Garage Door More, a local garage door company, doing things the right way and supporting, the local community with garage door servicing and installation here in Charlotte. and needing some promotional advertising products. So connecting those dots. So what's interesting about the podcast is you start learning about what other people do, and maybe it's nothing that we need, but we know someone else that needs it. So we want to connect those dots, and maybe those dots aren't so easy to connect, and we got to think a little bit strategically about it, and that's what we do. So we have these conversations. Who can we introduce to each other? There's many stories of that. That was just one example. Another thing that we like is we talked about this before, but you get deep on these podcasts. You learn a lot about people, and there's a few things that we've come across over doing the 50 podcasts and doing the interviews of Words to Live By, and I can't get to all of them, but I'm going to highlight four of them for you right now. Spencer Smith runs Triple H Tackling Academy. He's teaching people how to tackle properly, football players how to tackle properly. You know, it was funny too. I was on social media recently, and 11 Warriors is a blog platform that follows the Ohio State Buckeyes. Obviously, I'm a fan of them, and I've known that they've been working on the rugby tackling. They've been using it, and ever since they lost in 2013 at the end of the season, their kind of defense wasn't doing well. They adopted a rugby tackling style, which Coach Urban Meyer said he would never do, and sure enough, he was convinced by his defensive coordinator at the time, Chris Ash, to adopt this rugby tackling style. Well, now they're all in with it. 11 Warriors just came up with an article this week talking about how Ohio State is all in with rugby tackling. Anyway, the reason I bring that up is because Spencer Smith teaches rugby style tackling to peewee football, to high school football, to college and NFL players, and just become a tackling coach for a high school in the Georgia area. And what he said and what he learned from his father before he went to play Division I football at Hawaii is practice makes permanent. And I think that's a really good thing. You hear about that stuff all the time where you go to a sports camp or from your coach that you have to practice. You have to practice. And that's right. You do have to practice. But if you practice the wrong way, you're going to learn the wrong way. So whatever you practice will become what you do permanently. And I think Spencer Smith giving us those words is certainly something that we've heard in ways before. But the way he said it was the right way. And we think it was an amazing thing to go by. Cynthia Kay, who we've had on the podcast, what Cynthia said is, I'm reading these things right off of our website to give you these words exactly how they said it, is no one can pay you enough money to do a job that you don't love. And, you know, I think that just resonates. You know, I don't think I need to analyze that more. You have to find what you love doing, and you have to find the task inside of that job that you love doing, like creating a podcast. If you're going to create a podcast and you don't like it and you hate it and it's a chore and you don't want to do it, then I would say don't do it, or hire someone to do it for you. Outsource it. Bring in another group to do it for you, because it is a challenge. If you don't like selling and you're not very good at selling, then you need to figure that out, because it's a big part of your business. Well, maybe you can hire a sales team or a salesperson, or partner up with someone that does like selling. Or let's say you are a salesperson and that's all you like to do and you hate the operations side of things. Well, then you need to go find someone that does operations. Or if you have a corporate job and you don't like it and you don't like the things that are associated with the corporate world, then you have to go and find something that you do enjoy doing, because in the end, it is not worth it. And that's why I think we talk very well with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and Cynthia Kay is a leader of the National Small Business Association. She works with small companies, but she really works with a lot of large companies. So she understands the whole, you know, she runs the gamut in business. And her saying those words to us on the podcast certainly taught us quite a bit. The next one that I want to bring up is, you have to be willing to execute on the commitments. So who that's from is from James Pagano. He's a business coach here in the Charlotte, North Carolina area. And he talked a lot about not overcomplicating things. And he says, you have to be willing to execute on the commitment. So whatever it is you decide to do, you have to follow through with those things. So we all have a lot of commitments. And what he says is, don't outvote on another side, don't overcomplicate it. So don't overcomplicate your commitments. Don't do too many. Don't agree to too many commitments. But once you do have your commitments, you have to be willing to execute on those commitments. And we're talking about in everything, but mostly in business, right? So if you say you're going to do a podcast and you're going to do a weekly podcast, you have to execute on those commitments. What do you need to get that done? Do you need to hire someone? Do you need a team? Do you need to clear your schedule? Whatever that is, you have to execute on those commitments. Certainly like to call out a client of ours, Brady Murray. Brady was someone that we've met a few years ago. We actually met him on Twitter. We've had that story. He's got an incredible story leading the foundation, Rods, Racing for Orphans with Down Syndrome. You could listen to his podcast. I think he tells the story better than anybody, of course. But he says some amazing things. And one of the things that I learned from him early on, and I completely agree with him, is to hear him say it over and over and over again, he's the person in my eyes that is leading this charge. It says, the person you become is determined by the books you read and the people you surround yourself with. Again, the person you become is determined by the books you read and the people you surround yourself with. Nothing else to say on that. It's an amazing line. It's something to live by, and we try and do it. So the positives of having this podcast, of meeting new people that lead them to being new clients that we work with for a long time, the introduction, the dot connections that we can make, and then the different words to live by that Spencer Smith gave us, that Cynthia Kate, James Pagano, Brady Murray, are all incredible things and are all positives that we've taken personally and individually in our group and as an organization from doing this podcast. What is the outlook for the Entrepreneur Perspectives podcast? The outlook for our podcast going forward is we're going to continue to create, and we're going to create different styles of podcasts. So we have our main podcast, which is the one that we come out with every Monday morning, or every Monday, I should say. And those podcasts, for the most part, have been 30 minutes to an hour plus. I would say most of them range between 45 to an hour and 5 minutes. What we're going to do is actually shorten those up. We still like the long form podcast, and you're still going to get those, but we're going to break them up. If we do have an hour or an hour and 10 minute podcast, we're going to break it up probably into two parts and focus one part on one aspect and the second part on another aspect of what they're doing, of what the person that we're interviewing is doing. But most of the podcasts we want to do are going to be between 20 to 30-ish minutes. We think it'd be easier to consume that content and make it more focused and not take up other people's time. I realize that I listen to podcasts at 2x speed, maybe 1.5, but really 2x speed. But not everybody does that. So I do realize that the amount of time it would take to listen to a podcast, so we want to give it, still get the depth that we want to get, but do it quicker and do it in a shorter amount of time. We also have a new podcast style that you've seen come out on Wednesdays. There's been three episodes so far. Kaz Short. So basically, these are shorts that get right into it. And these are 3 to 7 minute style podcasts. A recent one we had was just talking about a LinkedIn headline and how to focus on your LinkedIn headline to give you something quick that you can use and take into your business right now, right away. So we're going to continue doing those. One that we're developing right now and should come out in the next couple of weeks is going to be insurance related. We have an insurance business, Kessler's Insurance. And what we want to do is we have a lot of advisors and clients that are looking for content as it relates to it, whether it's a sales idea, a strategy, a thought, something about the industry, a product. These are going to be very identifiable in the iTunes or Spotify or Stitcher, and Anchor. And these are going to be things that you're going to be able to identify. So if you are an advisor, if you do want to learn more about insurance, you'll be able to see it on the left-hand side exactly that this is an insurance-related podcast. Again, short and sweet, 3 to 7 minute type bits of information. You're going to see those. So the idea right now is Monday's going to be our main podcast. Wednesday's going to be our Kaz Short. And Friday morning is going to be the insurance related piece of the podcast. You're going to see all those things come about. We're also going to start featuring, we've already done a lot of our clients, as we've mentioned, we're going to do more of our clients. So you're going to hear from more of our clients, because we feel like these clients are people we invest in. We invest our time and energy into them, and we buy these business owners. We use their services a lot of times. We believe in what they're doing, so we're not biased to them. We believe in them, and we wouldn't work with them if we didn't believe in what they were doing. For example, Jim Keating is the owner of Advanced Roofing and Siding. You know, you think of roofing and you think of, wow, it's really a lot of uncertainty in that world. Well, Jim's got these amazing stories, and he does it the right way. And we've had multiple people inside of our company already that have used his services. We have a lot of their neighbors have used their services, and we've seen that they are one of the better roofing companies we've come across. Certainly there's other ones, but that is one that we believe in. And not only that, Jim's a great storyteller, and eventually we're going to get Jim once he's not too busy. It's a tough time of year for roofers because the weather's crazy and people need roof support, so they bring Jim in. But that's the type of thing that we're looking for. And what that also does is it creates snippets that we can use on other platforms, not only for us, but for our clients. So if we have someone come on here and talk for 30 minutes, we might be able to create 10 snippets of 30 seconds to 2 minutes long of them talking and feature that on Instagram or Twitter or Facebook. So those are the different things that we're going to be doing. So again, like I said, we're going to be focusing more on shorter podcasts, the Monday podcast, the Wednesday podcast for the Kaz Short, the truly short ones, and then the insurance related ones that are going to come on Friday. So that's what you can look for from Entrepreneur Perspectives podcast going forward from here. What else do we love about podcasting? Overall, what we've come to realize is people love podcasts. On a lot of our episodes, we ask the question, what would you rather do? Read a blog or listen to a podcast? Read something or listen to something? And the overwhelming answer to this is people want to listen to podcasts. It doesn't mean people don't want to read. We create a lot of blogs. We love writing. We love reading. So don't get me wrong. We still love that. But we also realize that podcasting, the time that's involved in consuming a podcast is much easier because you can work out. You can be driving in your car. You could take a walk. You could, whatever it is that you enjoy doing, you could listen to a podcast. You could even watch a sporting event and listen to podcasts. You probably want to turn the volume down on your TV, but you get what I'm saying. You can listen to a podcast while you're doing some passive work. Yeah, certainly we're not saying multitask and do your work and listen to a podcast. That can be difficult because a lot of things going in your brain, but people love podcasts. It's becoming even bigger. It's already big. When I started this business over 5 years ago, I realized that I had to learn more. I had to listen more and I had to do it faster. And so podcasting became really big for me, probably of listening to consuming podcasts, probably about 8 years ago. Started to ramp that up more and more and to a point now where I just love it. So I do know that a lot of times people say, well, I've kind of missed the boat on podcasting. Yeah, there's certainly an aspect of like missing maybe creating tons of revenue alone from monetizing the actual podcast and ad revenue. Perhaps that's it. That's not really our end goal with our podcast. I don't think that's an end goal for a lot of people. I think what you want to do is create useful content, the truest form of content marketing, of giving information away, giving ideas, helping other people, and then having that lead to conversations to who knows what that actually leads to. So there's certainly a lot of noise out there with podcasts. There's a lot of, you know, I'm not saying bad podcasts. I'm just saying there's just a lot of podcasts. It's hard to come across a new podcast and find what you want to listen to. But in the end, if you're persistent, if you refine your podcast, and if you have creative ideas that you can apply to your podcast, that will rise to the top eventually. The stat, I'll say it that way, that we've heard is, and that we've seen, is podcasts last an average of 7 episodes. So if you create a podcast, you have to continue with that podcast. It's hard. Like we said before, it's very difficult to create a podcast. But if you do the persistence and refinement and creativity aspect of the podcast, you can get very far with it. And part of what we love about podcasting is the good rabbit holes. You hear about rabbit holes, they can be bad. No, I'm talking about the good rabbit holes. So when you get into a podcast, what you get to do is you get to learn about other people, whether it's the host, whether it's the person that they're interviewing. You get to learn about how to communicate better. How did they ask questions? How did they do it right? How did they do it wrong? How are they not speaking eloquently? How are they, you know, choosing bad guests? How are they choosing good guests? How are they doing that? You get to learn about the different books that other people are reading. So on an entrepreneurial podcast, a lot of times people are going to give recommendations for what they read, the podcast that they listen to. But really going back to books, I've learned about so many different books just by listening to different podcasts. You get to analyze, you get the analysis of what something else is like. So if you hear someone talking about public speaking on a podcast, you get to learn about what that story is about public speaking from the person that's on there. Maybe they're an expert in that field. And if they can talk for 10 minutes, yeah, maybe you're not the one asking questions, but someone's asking the questions for you and you get to take in that information. And you can consume that information very quickly because you can listen at 1.5 or 2 times speed. Why would you not want to do that? So that's where podcast comes in. And you can just learn about industries in general, whether it's insurance industry, whether it's the roofing industry or another services industry or the legal world, right? You can learn about all this stuff in the podcast and you take it from this rabbit hole of this, you know, the top line thing that they're talking about all the way down to all these different things. And then you can, now you know the different resources to go read about. So podcasting is people love it. People are still getting into it. It's still early in this game. And there's just so much you can take out from podcasts. That's why we like producing podcasts. That's why we love listening to podcasts. Have you considered getting into podcasting? One of the things we love doing the most at CADCM is helping other business owners. Entrepreneurs have these stories, have these ideas, and they're trying to create something, they're trying to build something, and we love helping entrepreneurs build stuff. And one of those things that we like helping them build is their content, their library, and telling their story. So if it's an entrepreneur, if you're an entrepreneur that is thinking about getting into podcasting, I would encourage you to certainly have a conversation to talk about what that looks like and what does that look like and how to, and what are the next steps in getting into podcasting. contact us. This isn't a call to say, let's work together. Let's just have a conversation about what it looks like, and what you can expect, and why it would be beneficial, maybe why it wouldn't be beneficial. It is an overwhelming project. I'm going to be flat out honest with you. It doesn't have to be. There's tools out there like Anchor that make it easier. But again, you have to have the right equipment. You have to do it the right way. You have to have a reason behind it. You have to have an agenda. You have to have a strategy. You have to know who you want to talk to, whether it's yourself talking to the microphone like I can do, or like an interview that we do, or all those different things. It is absolutely overwhelming and a big time commitment. But if you have a team like us or another team that's out there, there are other people out there that help produce content, produce podcasts, or you just want to talk about it, you certainly need to find people to work with, because like I said, it is an overwhelming project. Even if you make it easy, it just takes a lot, because the consistency and the persistency that we talked about before, it might be easy to do a few of them to get to that seventh number, the seventh episode. It takes a lot to get over that hurdle and continue going down that path and getting to episode number 50. We don't take it lightly. You shouldn't either, with any kind of content or any kind of work that you're doing. You know how it is. If you're in sales and you need to call on 50 people, maybe calling on the first five was easy, but calling on number 6 through 50 is not easy. If you're working out those first 5 minutes, well, first 5 minutes of working out is probably not easy, but there's 5 minutes in there that's pretty easy, and it's the other 45 minutes that's very difficult. So understanding that it is overwhelming, allow yourself to be overwhelmed, and then strategically aligning yourself with the right group that can certainly help you creating podcasts. We love podcasts. Like I said, we love producing content, podcasts. We love listening to podcasts, and we hope you do too. If you have any ideas for different topics, or if you want to be interviewed on the Entrepreneur Perspectives podcast, we'd love to consider that. Reach out to us. Let us know what your ideas are, and we will keep creating content for you. Friends, it has been absolutely awesome having you as listeners of this podcast. From your loyalty, to your social media love, to your words of encouragement, we are simply grateful. We hope you have learned as much as us during this process of 50 podcast episodes, and we are excited about the next 50. The perspectives from all the entrepreneurs on their journey, their stories, and their love of what they do are now and always perspectives you as a business owner and entrepreneur can use for yourself. And for you to listen to these podcasts, thank you. And for anyone looking to learn more about creating their own podcast or any form of content for that matter, I would encourage you to reach out to us. You can find us at kazcm.com. If you have questions, feel free to reach out to me directly. You can find me on LinkedIn or contact me on Twitter and Instagram at Eric_Kaz. Thank you for listening to the 50th episode of our Kaz Source podcast, Entrepreneur Perspectives, building and protecting your business one podcast at a time. Until next time, we're out of here. This podcast exists in large part because of KazCM, the content marketing business inside KazSource, Inc. KazCM is excited to bring the content marketing services used at KazSource to you. Learn more by visiting kazcm.com. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. It's a big deal to us. We hope you found value in it, and if you did, we would be incredibly grateful if you gave us a review on iTunes. Remember to subscribe to this podcast, and feel free to share it with anyone you know. More than anything, thank you again for listening. We appreciate it.